Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News.
Christmas Tree Farms, Psalm 1. He is like a tree planted by streams of water. Good morning, children. Avery County has an amazing business called Christmas Tree Farms. Because of its high altitude and perfect soil for growing the trees, the county has become famous all over the U.S. for beautiful trees. Tree farmers have a lot of work to do to care for the trees. Rain is very important, not too much and not too little. The planting of baby trees, seedlings, is very important to their growth, along with rain. Douglas fir and Scotch pine are just a few types of trees to choose from that like the soil here. Growing trees is special as they are carefully looked after and maintained. They have to be checked for pests and they have to have the right amount of water. Tree farmers plant, usually as saplings, their trees and grow them to certain sizes by tagging them with colored ribbons so workers know what height each one should become. Where did the idea of Christmas trees come from? Historians say Martin Luther, over 500 years ago, looked out and saw an evergreen tree in his yard. He cut it down, brought it inside, and put lights all over it. It is the first Christian Christmas tree. The evergreen tree represents the life of a Christian, alive and fresh and ready to carry his light. A baby was born 2,000 years ago. Angels told shepherds about the birth. They ran to see him in a stable. Wise men, the Messiah had come, followed a star, and they brought him gold, frankincense, and myrrh from the forest, from the east, to recognize him as the King of Kings. As Jesus was born on earth and died on earth, but rose again for our salvation, we are grateful. The Christmas tree is a symbol of eternal life because of accepting what Jesus did for us on the cross. Thank a Christmas tree farmer for sending out this precious symbol of eternal life. Thank you, Jesus, for Christmas Tree Farms and the symbol of the eternal life with Jesus.
Tune in Monday through Friday for Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News during our devotion block or at 12:50 following back to Genesis.